Welcome to Act Now Wellness Center's Freedom and Flying. In this session, you're going to overcome your old self-limiting fears of flying once and for all. To begin, all I want you to do is take a nice deep breath in. As you exhale, simply close your eyes down and relax. Just allow a wave of relaxation to wash over you. Feeling calm, comfortable, simply release. Relax all of the muscles in your arms, down through your legs. Relax and just let go. Taking another nice deep breath. As you exhale, allow all tension and stress to begin to relax away from the top of your head, down through your body, right down through to the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes. And really relax now. And really let go. See, there's nothing to do, nothing to be concerned with. Not right now. Right now is simply your time to really relax. As your body becomes more relaxed, perhaps as relaxed now as you've been in a good long time, I want you to realize that you can actually improve on this quality of relaxation. Just imagine now all the little muscles around your cheeks just beginning to melt away. Simply beginning to relax. And allow that sensation to continue down through your body, through your neck, through your shoulders and arms, down through your torso and abdomen, right down through your legs, and really let go. Now really relax, even deeper. That's good. Relaxing and peacefully, quietly, comfortably letting go. You may even already begin to notice your mind is beginning to relax. It's because all the normal tension and stress is beginning to melt away and to just release. And as your body relaxes, your mind is free to expand, to open. Simply relax now. To release deeply and completely, even deeper, letting go of all worries, cares and concerns of the day. So you simply allow this time to be your time. And it is your time to really let go. To let go of all thoughts, all cares. Because at this moment, you have all the time you need to simply release. Deeper and deeper. In fact, you may even begin to notice sort of a heaviness washing over you. And that's good. That's a good kind of heaviness. It's the kind that comes from feeling so calm, so peaceful, so perfectly relaxed, you could simply let go. In fact, as you relax now, as you simply relax deeper and deeper, imagine allowing this heaviness, this state of relaxation to grow, to simply double, going twice as deep, calm and relaxed. as this relaxation improves, you may notice this feeling where you could simply slip away, allowing your mind to simply drift off. And that's okay. See, for many people, they just simply allow themselves to just drift off and find themselves in a wonderful, relaxed position. Relaxing in a very comfortable, secure place. Allowing themselves to simply enjoy that place thoroughly, fully, completely, throughout the entirety of the session. And you can do that as well. You can simply relax now. You can simply allow yourself this time to just let go, trusting that your own powerful, adroit subconscious mind will capture every single word that I speak, even though the rest of you is free to simply relax away, to simply drift, and to really let go for just a little while. And while you're relaxing, a new sensation of calm, a sensation of peace and serenity may begin to wash over you. It feels so good to simply relax and let go now. And so you can. You can simply release. Even deeper. Even deeper. In fact, from this point forward, you may find that you're so perfectly relaxed and comfortable that even any other sounds that you may hear, whether they're inside or outside of the room, they're not going to bother you or disturb you in any way. They're simply common, everyday sounds. In fact, you may find the only sound that you're truly interested in listening to now is simply listening for the vibrations of my voice. That you can follow my voice down, down, through the soft, velvety darkness, deeper and deeper, as you simply relax, release, and really let go. And as you relax in this wonderful place of peace, rest, and security, you know already your own subconscious mind is already working away, because it knows why you've come today. It knows what you're here to accomplish, and it's here to help you see it through. So as your mind has been free to open, to expand, and relax, it's allowed all negative, self-limiting habits, beliefs, and thought patterns to simply fall away into the background. And even now they're growing dim and distant into the background, allowing new, improved thoughts, more efficient and effective habits, beliefs to take root, to take hold, the ones that are going to support your decision to be free, free to enjoy flying, really enjoying it. As you relax now, as you let go, you can already sense all of these truths locking themselves in, deeper and deeper, even deeper. You realize actually something that millions of people do every day. And you know, many people have felt a level of discomfort with it, just like you have. You know that this is true. And many people have suffered from it. And many people have conquered it. See, fear of any kind is conquered not by force, but by faith, by belief, by conviction. And fear of flying is no exception. Once you believe, you are completely safe, secure, self-confident, relaxed, and comfortable in flying. Once that's the case, you'll have truly conquered your old fear of flying. In fact, you'll be delighted to see how quickly you're going to accomplish this in such a very short time. You'll be delighted, amazed at just how well you've done. You see, as you relax and let go, as you simply release now, just a little deeper, a little deeper, you already begin to realize the possibility that you can be free. Free to actually enjoy flying. And here's there are several reasons why. Here's just a few. You see, you realize now that the old fear, it wasn't founded in anything that was going to be useful for you. Maybe you'd watched an old movie. Maybe you'd heard an old story. You don't know where it came from. Perhaps it was an early flight and there was turbulence and it made you feel this beginnings of fear. And then any other time that the idea of flying was brought up to you, that fear grew. That fear was reinforced because your mind expected to go through that all over again, and it brought about a terrible feeling on the inside. And each time you even thought about it, that feeling began to grow stronger and stronger. Or maybe you had the experience of flying while you were afraid, and the embarrassment of being the person on the flight that was so afraid, just overwhelming, and it did nothing except to further enhance that feeling of fear that you felt, because now the entire thing is uncomfortable. The embarrassment would certainly be uncomfortable, and that only multiplied the amount of discomfort you felt from the actual fear. But I want you to realize that now, in this place, you can begin to let go. To let go of the old embarrassment. Just allow it to fade away. It won't be a problem anymore. The old fears, well, we're ready to conquer those now. We're ready to deal with those things now. We're going to deal with them with fact, with reality. Because that is what's going to begin the belief that we talked about a little while ago. And as soon as that belief is well grounded, you'll discover that the conviction, the comfort, the peace, the calm will simply become the natural components that take the place of the old feelings. In fact, you won't even think of flying as being anything anymore. It's simply a mode of transportation from this point forward. See, nobody flies just to fly. They fly because they want to go someplace. There's a destination. There's something they want to do. And that's where your focus is going to be. That's the same focus when you get up from your living room and walk across to get something to drink out of the kitchen. It's not on the steps from here to there. It's on what you're going to do once you've gotten to your destination. And the same thing is true here. And so you'll notice that how you get there becomes far less important. You really won't even think about it anymore. It'll simply come down to logistics. What's the fastest, easiest, most direct, or inexpensive method to get from where I am to where I want to go? And flying becomes that method. You'll simply accept it because it's just getting to where you really want to go, allowing you to accomplish and do the things that you truly want to do. That's what your mind is going to be fixed on doing those things that you want to do. Now relax. Now let go. Now allow yourself to simply release a little deeper, more comfortable, more calm. Just simply listen to the sound of my voice, because you realize now that everything I'm going to tell you is absolute truth. You've already been aware of how safe flying is as compared to most other means of transportation. Comparatively, it's so safe, it may be the most safe method of transportation we've ever known. There's reasons for that, though. There's very good reasons for that. You see, the planes that we fly in have better technology. The engines are more powerful. The parts on the plane are more high-tech, stronger, sturdier than ever before. And because they're made modularly, that is, each one isn't unique, each one can be replaced quickly and effectively. And so they put them on maintenance schedules. Every piece, every component is put together and on a regular routine basis, whether it needs it or not, is swapped out for new, unused, fresh parts. It's true in every aspect, and that's why there's so many different types of people that work on the airplanes. You see, there are people that work on the engines. There are people that work on the landing gear. They're not the same people. There are people that worked on the avionics. There are people that work on the electronics, on the communication. There are people that work on each and every different facet of the airplane. And they do it on a schedule. And that schedule, when they know that a part is going to last for a certain amount of time, the way the schedule is put together is not that they are traded out when they're expected to hit their end of life. They're traded out when they're only halfway there. Some components even more regularly. Before they ever get anywhere near a dangerous level, they're already been swapped out for brand new parts and components. And it's been done by somebody who is specialized, trained in that particular area of the aircraft. And they have to fill out paperwork, maintenance schedules. It's done every single time. The other thing you know to be true is that pilots and co-pilots, everybody on board has checklists that they have to go through. Everybody, every time, before any plane ever taxis away from down the runway, it's already gone through checklists, but they don't go through them simply once. They are then rechecked, then verified. And so every aspect of the flight has already been taken care of, has been accounted for. You realize that that's true. That's better than what we do with our own private cars. Oh, sure, we may change the oil on a regular basis or something, but the reality is, every single time do we go through a checklist before driving down the road? Of course not. The airplanes, those crews, they're trained to do that each and every time. That's one of the reasons why it's such a safe method. You can feel safer there than you can with other people driving down the road, simply because you know that with the aircraft, it's been checked, rechecked, and verified each and every time. Now relax. Relax, allow that aspect to sink in. You can sense, maybe even now, a degree of the apprehension that you once felt beginning to dissipate, to fade away in light of this new truth. As you relax, as you sink down and let go, there are other areas that we want to cover. Other areas that are also important. You see, it's not simply that the plane is well taken care of and tended to, or that the engineers and the maintenance workers and everybody else has been trained, tested, and has continuous re-education to make certain that they are at the absolute top of the technology that is available to them. You see, everybody that's involved in that flight, from the pilots, of course, the co-pilot, the navigator, everybody, and all the staff, and all the areas, they're trained and tested to be certain that they have all the skills that are possibly available, and that they're at the very top of their class. You see, it's the entire thing between the equipment, the personnel, and everybody involved that makes certain that this is the safest mode of travel possibly available. Now relax. Let go. And understand that while driving along, it happens that sometimes we'll hit a pothole. And we understand how to correct for that. We know what steps to take. We know what to do, and it's no different when a pilot hits turbulence. That's their road. They know exactly what to do to keep everybody safe, to keep the plane safe, but to make certain that everyone is cared for and taken care of. That's the reason you can relax. You see, you're in control from the very moment that you start looking for your ticket. When you make the decision you're going to go somewhere, you're in control by making certain that the people that you're going with, the people that you're flying with, are at the very best levels possible. And that's all that exists out there today. The very best of the best. Any airline that did not keep up is no longer in business. They're gone. Your airline, whichever one it is, the plane that you're going to take is going to keep you safe. It's the entire job. It's what they do, and they do it very well. Because of that, because that is the way that the entire industry is based on, how well they perform. You can relax, knowing that you have the most qualified, trained, and experienced people possible flying you. And then you can just let go. As a matter of fact, any time in the future that you are flying and you hit an air pocket or any degree of turbulence, you're simply going to relax. Take a nice deep breath in. And simply let go. You'll feel good, safe, comfortable, knowing that the people that are in charge of the flight have all the the skills required. They see this all the time. They know exactly what to do. It's not a surprise for them. It doesn't catch them off guard. They're prepared for it. They're ready for it. That's why you can simply relax, knowing you have the very best people at the helm. The very best technology in your plane, and that you're going to be perfectly fine, safe and sound. Now relax, allow all these truths to sink in deeply and completely. As you continue to simply let go, I'd like you to simply imagine now. Imagine a time in the future when you're flying, maybe a few days from now, weeks, months, it doesn't matter. But imagine yourself there, flying along. You know you're getting ready to fly, and you walk comfortably, calmly onto the catwalk. See how comfortable you are. You find your seat, you sit down and begin to read and just relax. Everything's been taken care of. There's nothing left to do. After all of those checklists that we talked about before, your aircraft is given the clearance to make its way to the runway. And you find yourself so comfortable as they begin to taxi down to the runway. Just the most comfortable thing in the world. You feel yourself just relaxing, knowing that all of the problems, all of the headaches, everything that it's taken to get you here has already been done. There's nothing left to do but to simply relax. And once given the clearance, the plane begins to take off. And you feel yourself simply sinking down, relaxing even deeper. Notice how calm you are. How you exude a level of confidence and comfort that makes everybody around you feel so much more relaxed. And as the plane makes its way up to where it banks and turns off, you can see yourself just easily, comfortably relaxing. As the plane makes its way into its cruising altitude, there you are, so calm, delighted to see how well you've done, delighted to see how much you just simply improved. You just feel so good. In fact, you're not even thinking about the flight at all at this time, because what you're really looking forward to is the destination. It's where you're going. You're already looking forward to what you're going to do when you get there. That's really what you're thinking about. It's all about the destination. It has little to do with how you actually go about transporting yourself from here to there. It's simply that the plane was the most effective means available. And so, here you are, on your way to your destination, looking forward to it already. And suddenly the plane hits a little air pocket, hits some turbulence. As the plane bounces down just a little bit, you feel yourself simply relaxing. Relaxing even more. Because you know that the very best, most highly trained, qualified people are at the helm. They're taking care of everything. And so you feel yourself just simply relaxing. See that relaxation wash across you. You feel cool, calm, and relaxed. As you finish out the rest of the flight, you get to your destination. And see how happy you are. How comfortable, relaxed. How calm. You're excited about all the things that you're going to do now that you're finally here. And you're even looking forward to the flight back. Because again, it's about the destination. It's not about how you transport yourself from one place to another. And flying for you, it's just simply something that you do. The old ways of feeling apprehensive, worried, those are all in the past. They don't bother you at all now. Smile a little bit, reflecting on how apprehensive you used to be. How much discomfort used to come thinking about the flight. And now, it's no big deal. You're actually looking forward to it. Now really relax and let go. Even deeper as all these truths sink down. Way down. Now in just a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And if 5, eyes open, feeling awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful through and through, and ready to get on about your day. Beginning now at 1, just feel yourself beginning to come up. 2, it feels so good knowing that all of this is behind you. 3, a sense of confidence as a wave of energy washes over you, just feeling wonderful through and through. 4, a nice deep breath in. And 5,